Okay.
In a world filled with death and misery, there was dead people. Couldn't think of anything else after that.
How about you?
He did it 3 times.
How come it didn't say my thing?
Oh no, it's still recording.
It's recording?
It's always recording. The music?
No.
Oh, the picture was still open, yeah. Well, I already showed you. This is the old Silver Ladder website, the Bad Scary Place. And I already showed you all that about the entrance. Now we're going to go through here, and you can just tell me what you think about these pictures. And if you, I don't know. What does that look like to you? Looks kind of futuristic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that says Bad Scary. Okay. We accidentally got cut off there because we're using ancient technology known as sound record on a 10-year-old computer. And unfortunately, it kind of sucks because it only records for a minute. So if we get cut off, we'll just start off again wherever we start. Okay. So, yeah, it was made in the 60s, the movie was, 2001 A Space Odyssey. But let's go to the next picture if you want. And this, have you ever seen any old video games?
Uh-oh.
Check this out. This is from Commodore 64. Oh, hold on a second. We'll stop the recording. Of course, we're always on a show. But if you're ready, oh no, here they come. You want to begin this later, man? We got to get it done by the end of the week. Because Two of Diamonds is only around till Sunday, and then the Two of Hearts should be revealed. Okay.
Where?
Start just anywhere with that. Go with that idea.
Okay. A movie where you're like a kid or a teenager
mm-hmm.
finds a big mansion or castle.
Right.
And it's original, but there's secret doors in it. Behind secret doors, there's silver ladders leading to different places every time.
Did you hear a scream in the distance? You heard that? Cool,
yeah.
Keep going.
But yeah, I think it'd be wanted type freaky film instead of just a regular about the movie film.
Do you know what emo is, man?
Yeah, like people this cut themselves?
Or something like that. Check this out. This is from Silver Ladder, the old Silver Ladder site, the Bad Scary Place. Am I emo? You were talking about secret levels and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see that up in the corner? Read that.
What? Do you feel like part of a secret old video game made for the Commodore 64 that contains secret levels? If you do, then you need to continue the game of Silver Ladder. Play the mansion level where no one ever returns.
Do you feel like irony is the shackles of youth? You know, that's a line from a song by R.E.M. Have you ever heard R.E.M.? They sang, that's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. You ever heard that? Okay, well, they had a song called, hold on. It was called, What's the Frequency, Kenneth? And it was about Dan Rather, actually. And there's a picture of Dan Rather in here somewhere, too. In fact, there's a lot of music references in here. This one right here. No, okay. Hold on, zoom in to this actual view. Here we go. Now this is also got some song lyrics, if I can get up here. Okay. I wish that I was born 1,000 years ago. I wish that I'd sailed the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship going from this land here to that. I put on a sailor suit and cap. That's from a song by the Velvet Underground, which I actually have. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, why not?
They're actually pretty rocking, man. I heard that tone in your voice because you're afraid it's indie rock like that other stuff I listen to. Hold on a second. No, man, this is the origin of all that is garage rock. You'll like it.
I how would the crowd out there watching this or listening to this like to have our own theme song for Silver Ladder?
I'm sure that if we came up with something good, that everyone involved who gets a chance to hear this, and I'm going to make sure that I circulate it to all the Silver Ladder team myself. And yeah, I'm sure they'd totally dig whatever we come up with. Like I said, I still like the idea of us doing an original song for closing credits for our, what is this, like a show? Like a radio show. Our radio show for No Radio. Hold on a second while we search for VU.
And now a message from our sponsors.
Okay, we got sidetracked. Instead of the other song, we're going to play this one and continue our journey through the old Silver Ladder. I like this. Check this out, man. This shows you how old I am. This is 1980s television. This is 2 years before I was born. And notice how different it is from television now, but how kind of the same it is. I mean, look at the hair and the styles and stuff. You notice it's coming back? What do you think about that, man?
Did it have all the screens on there?
Oh, no, no. This is just different pictures from different screenshots from 80s television.
I think it's a wicked hairstyle, but...
You like the 80s look?
So-so.
You know why I think that is? Because the 80s are coming back, and you were born into the world where it's getting cool again. See, for me, it's kind of goofy because I remember it being cool when I was like 5 or 6, but now I'm a grown-up, sort of. Check out the Cookie Crisp. I remember watching cartoons like that. Of course, they were, I guess, about 5 years older when I can actually register remembering them. Okay, let's go somewhere else. I like this one. What do you think about that one?
That one right there indicates death by the family of love.
Death by the family of love? Please, expand upon this. Oh, by the way, I haven't introduced you yet because I was going to introduce you guys. But then we recorded over the first part. So I'm going to introduce my roommate's son, Tyler. And earlier, you heard my roommate's other son, Thomas.
I'm the first son. Thomas is the
second. Okay, he was on first. First it was... Well, we'll explain that right before the end credits. Okay. Hold on a second. Go ahead. Explain your comment, if you feel like it. But yeah, I really like the Death Hummel pick, too.
Well, you got the mother in the background holding the... towel in the front round.
But isn't it a rabbit wearing a dress?
Representing a child.
But it looks like a doll.
It may look like a doll, but the mother looks like a doll too. It's
That's true.
It's stimulation. It's representing something else. Representing itself.
Okay, well, what do you think the question marks in the larger doll or mother's eyes represent and the exclamation marks in the rabbit or child doll or whatever they are represent?
Mother's eyes with the question marks, I think, is you can't tell whether she's loving her or whether she's hating her. And the child doll, she can't tell whether she's being loved or being hated.
Hmm. So do you think that one is confused and the other surprised? Or one is wondering and the other in a state of shock or fright then?
Awesome.
Hmm.
I think there needs to be a second part of the picture that we're missing.
Oh, there is. Hold on a second. That's interesting that you mention that, because have I shown you any of these pictures beforehand?
No.
Okay, then. Hummel is the picture we're looking for. I can find it real quick. It's on the disc. I got an idea.
What's that?
Since there's like hundreds of pictures here to choose from, I'll just run through them and you'll see the small image of it, and if anyone looks interesting, we'll click on it and you can give me your thoughts. But
good.
First let me find the other half of that one. Hummel, 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 Hummel. H-U...
servant comes and fills these gold forsaken.
Isn't it in alphabetical order?
Strike the mistress and cure his heart.
For the most part, it's in alphabetical order, but unfortunately, some of them are in folders as well. Hold on a second. Let's search for it. Hummel searching in the M drive onto the disk where I have the images. From the, here we go. Now we've got the original image, which looks the same except it's in inverted colors, and above it is some kind of Russian Cyrillic script, which I personally can't translate without the internet.
Russian above it is more of a devil-looking language.
Ouch, man. I'd hate to see what you'd say about Arabic.
Maybe it's saying that the mother doll is the devil, while the child doll is her daughter, or the child of the devil.
Wait a minute, isn't that a show on Adult Swim?
What?
Lucy, Daughter of the Devil.
I'm
pretty sure there's no corporate tie-ins on Silver Ladder, though. But there are plenty of subliminal messages, just none to kill that I've noticed thus far. This is a fractal. That's like, it's a chaotic image, I guess. See, it iterates itself. It's like the same theme, except varied slightly, and it creates that crazy kind of pattern that you can't quite map, like pi, for instance. Do you know anything about pi?
Pi as in?
Pi, you know,
the mathematical phrase of pi?
Right, math. It's like chaotic because it doesn't repeat itself, right?
Right.
But do you know what the circumference of a circle is, or the diameter of a circle, how to figure it out?
I did in 7th grade.
And you use what number that's not a regular number?
Pi.
Exactly. And what is a circle?
A circle?
Yeah, what does it represent to you? What is it?
A circle to me would be a home-cooked slice of pie, or possibly a delicious pepperoni with banana pepper pizza. But there's also the circle of smiley faces and crap like that, you know, such on and so forth.
And all this comes out of pie, which, what does pie look like to you, the image pie?
The image
pie? I love the picture of pie. What does it make you think of?
Eating pie?
Really?
Yeah.
For real? I think you just like to eat pie. I do too. Well, what's your favorite kind of pie?
My favorite kind of pie? Probably gonna be apple pie.
Apple pie? I'm gonna have to go with apple, pumpkin, cherry, but not all at
or
the same time.
Pie. I think pumpkin. Those two are tied.
With whipped cream?
With whipped cream.
Oh, heck yes, man.
And maybe even a strawberry on the side.
On a pumpkin pie, really?
Yeah.
Now that's something that I have never tried, a strawberry on a pumpkin pie.
Well, if you ask me, the way foods go, if you mix a bunch of stuff that you like to get, that you like, if you like everything, you mix it all together, I think, it's like all your favorite foods in one. Like macaroni and ranch, ramen noodles, cheese with mustard. You know, anything that you can come up with would be your own personal taste buds, you know. I mean, if you say you don't like something, you're probably not going to like it. But if you say you do like it, you're probably going to like it.
Perfect.
What do you mean perfect?
I don't know, man. Perfect for the performance.
Sweet. Are we listening to it now?
No, we're not listening to it now. Now we're still in improvisational phase until this ends, and then we'll take a break, and we'll be right back with more Philip and Tyler show. Oh, man. I'm exhausted. Oh, crap, we're still on. Can somebody cut this thing?